Reeves will not practice. Wally is limited. O'Connell, he's limited. He's going to see what he can do. Lilger is limited. Kendrick Lewis is limited. Toribio is limited. McCluster is limited. And everybody else should be trying to get something done and see where we can go and what we can get done. Yesterday, we took him inside for the last half of practice just to get some consistency and conditions. The day before was a little windy. The ball was moving a little bit. And so wanted to get some consistent conditions for the quarterbacks and the receivers, and that worked pretty good yesterday. But today we're going to be outside. Sun is shining and looks good out. Maybe a little wind, but we'll deal with it and go from there.
If Lilja is limited and doesn't end up playing Sunday, who takes snaps if, like, Hudson gets hurt in the game?
Asamoah.
How important is it to rally back this week?
Well, it's always important to rally back. You know, it's important for us to try to win a game. That's the important thing, and that's what we've been focusing on, trying to eliminate the mistakes that we've been making so that we can give ourselves a chance to win the game.
Back to Wilja, so he's 98%, or is he 100%, or is he 51%? What do you think Wilja's, when he was the other day, just a precaution? Or?
No, he's limited, and we'll see what he can do today. And if he can do more, we'll allow him to do more.
Coach Drew Brees, what makes him so good?
Well, you know, he's like a lot of the good quarterbacks. He's smart. He's got a good command of the line of scrimmage. Uses his snap count well. He can get his offense into good plays by what he sees. He does a good job of reading defenses. He does a good job of going to the matchups. When he has the advantage on the matchup and getting the ball to, you know, to guys who can make plays for him. And, you know, in their style of offense, one of the things that they believe in doing is getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands and into the skill player's hands. And he's got good skill players that he gets the ball to. And they know the ball is coming, so they do a good job of getting open for him so that he can deliver the ball.
Speaking of those positions, Darren Sproles, they like to throw the ball a lot to him. What kind of problems does he pose, whether he's in the backfield or lining up and catching balls out of the backfield?
Yeah, he's a big problem because it's hard for one guy to cover him, hard for one guy to tackle him. So you're going to have to get more than one guy around him to try to contain him.
In your time coaching, you know, football, you see all sorts of different bodies. From big to tall, the guys like Darren Sproles. He seems to be, you talk about short, but you talk about huge thighs, he's got the power there. Does he remind you of anyone that you ran across in the past?
Joe Morris, back with the Giants, he was short, probably not as thick as Sproles is. But Joe was one of those short guys who had some speed and had a big upper body that, you know, had some strength there where he could take hits and ward off tacklers and was an effective runner.
With quarterbacks like Brees, there was a time when quarterbacks called all the plays. It seems like maybe crawling, but it seems like the league is starting to go back to that it's going to be quarterbacks in these spread offenses making the snap decisions on what play it's going to be.
Well, right. And when you spread it out, you almost have to let the quarterback take charge. You know, now you can talk to the quarterback, and that's the difference, you know, in the communication system. So the coach can talk to him, give him advice. But when you're trying to go hurry up and at the line of scrimmage, the quarterback has a lot more control than the coach does, really.
On Boss, is he in the building? Is he seeing people? Is he? What is Boss's situation?
I've seen him every day, but he took a pretty good hit to the head, and so we're taking the precaution of making sure that he's right before we think about putting him back out there.
Did he take the hit to the head, or did he take the hit and then his head hit the turf? And what? What caused the hit? It wasn't.
I'm not exactly sure which hit first, but it was a hit to the head, and we don't have him as a result of it.
Hey, all your little the together is powerful, and now eliminate bad. Who's the author of these signs? Where do these little sayings come from?
Well, Together is Powerful, that was an organizational thing that that we, you know, did and put together, and I stole that from the organization, as a matter of fact, you know. Eliminate Bad Football, over my coaching years, that's been an emphasis by some head coaches I've worked with, and so that's the thing that we need to do, so I wanted to emphasize that.
You think these things are getting through?
Only time will tell.
Good.
Oh, one last thing. Let's just back up now. Yeah, I know.
That's Friday, person.
All right, so if Hudson were to get hurt, and Lilja is questionable, and Allen plays guard, and Asamoah has to play center, is Stevenson a possible? Who else you got?
Sure, I got Stevenson.
And a guard even?
He could go to guard if he had to.
Yeah.
What if he gets hurt? Randy. All right, thank you.